You're listening to the Texas Standard.
By now, you've likely heard of fentanyl, one of the narcotics at the center of the nation's opioid crisis. But now authorities in Houston are issuing an urgent warning that goes beyond the addiction story. Officials have found a powerful analog of fentanyl in the city of Houston. It's something called carfentanil, a drug so powerful mere skin contact can lead to lethal exposure. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo, Mayor Sylvester Turner, DEA agents, and others held a news conference yesterday. Dr. Peter Stout was standing right alongside them. He's CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center. Dr. Stout, welcome to The Standard.
Thanks. I appreciate the time today.
How did this issue of carfentanil most recently come to your attention?
This was a case that was submitted to us by Houston Police Department a couple of weeks ago, and it came to us presumptively as methamphetamine. It was a white crystalline powder. It's a very small amount, 80 milligrams, which is just a fraction of a packet of sugar. As we began testing on it, it became obvious that it wasn't methamphetamine and that it was indeed carfentanil, and we confirmed that last week.
Well, you talk about just a fraction of a packet of sugar. How dangerous is that?
Well, the 80 milligrams that we got, no one really knows what the lethal dose of carfentanil is in humans, but it's estimated that the lethal dose is about 20 micrograms, which means that packet of 80 milligrams is about 4,000 lethal doses.
Good night. So you could wipe out a small Texas city with just that small amount of carfentanil.
That's why we're so concerned about this.
Well, so how did it wind up in Houston?
So what we are pretty sure is happening, obviously none of us know specifically, but most of the manufacture of this is occurring in laboratories in China, and then is either coming directly from China or is coming through Mexico into the United States as part of smuggling operations.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like people are doing with this is as they're counterfeiting illegal drugs, so heroin and illicitly produced Xanax and Vicodins and all of these other things,
mm-hmm.
they're using fentanyl drugs as a substitute for other opiates because it's cheap and it's highly potent and they can put a little bit in there and make a lot of money.
So what can you do to address the fact that now it's showing up in Texas?
Well, some of it is how do we help officers and other first responders understand what they can do to protect themselves, and that's first and foremost avoiding contact and then better protective equipment. So I know we've been working with HPD, getting better gloves in the field, better masks to protect from inhaling, getting Narcan doses. So Narcan is the opioid antidote drug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've done in the laboratory, we've changed around access to limit access into the laboratory even more protective equipment. We've got Narcan doses in the laboratory, working together about how we package this stuff better. All of those things to reduce the potential exposure and then help protect if there is a potential exposure.
So at this point, what do you tell the public at large? Is there any way of quantifying or knowing what the risk is?
Well, I think for most typical people that get their medications from a legitimate doctor prescription and a legitimate pharmacy, you know, it's not the worry there. If you have a family member or a loved one who has an opioid problem,
mm-hmm.
is buying pills from the street, those types of things, there's where the really significant risk is. Any of these things that you might be getting from a non-legitimate source is a real risk because you just don't know what's in that stuff. I think it is worth pointing out, we have Narcan here in the laboratory, but here in Texas, there is a standing order with Walgreens pharmacies that anybody can buy Narcan from Walgreens with, it's about $30. And if it's not for your own protection, you might be able to save life of somebody who has overdosed.
Dr. Peter Stout is the CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center. Dr. Stout, thanks so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.